Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting second. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Cabal reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabal scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Watson moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milbourne. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milbourne scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive towards first. Watson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive towards short. Metzger catches it and throws to second to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Richard, and towards Milburn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-0, Astros. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell is hit by the pitch. Milburn moves to second. Art Howe pinch runs for Enos Cabell. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Milburn moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Art Howe now playing third base. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Don Stanhouse. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colbert moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colbert moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Howe reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Mackanin moves to second. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Mackanin scores. It's 6-2, Astros. Jose Morales pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Ken Forsch now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Morales reaches second base with a double. Valentine goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Astros. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. It's 6-4, Astros. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe juggles the ball. That's an error on Howe. Dwyer moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.